Your Country Win 98.5. It's time for Homegrown, and we have Hubie Ashcraft joining us. What's up, man?
Cody, how you doing? Doing well.
Well, man, it's going pretty good up here, and this is the last Homegrown of 2013, and PJ told me to get you in here, so I'm going to have to listen to what the boss says.
Well, we're honored to be back. Thanks again for having us.
PJ said you're going to be a lot of fun, and man, I like to get to know everybody. It's been a couple of years since you've been in here on Homegrown, so let's just talk a little bit about the history. Let's talk about what got you into music.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing guitar now since I was about 12 years old. My dad was a guitar player.
Okay.
And going to his shows, he played with an oldies group back where I'm from. They did a lot of 50s and 60s music.
Nothing wrong with that.
And from the time I was 4 or 5 years old, I would just stand right in front of the stage, and I was just mesmerized. I mean, one, it was my dad playing the guitar. But just the sound the band made, everything about it, the way the audience would interact with the band. And it wasn't until I was much older that I really took to the guitar. I started out on drums.
Okay. Well, that's what a kid does.
Yeah. I wanted to be rebellious. I didn't want to be just like dad.
Yeah, of course.
And finally, I gave in. I said, you know what? I really want to play a melodic instrument, something I can play melody on. And he was a great teacher. You know, I could sit around with him. I didn't have to go to lessons every week. We could just grab guitars and play around the house. And we actually had a duo when I was in high school and early college. We played on the weekends.
Okay.
And that was a great learning experience as well.
Yeah, I got to learn the nightlife side of things.
The nightlife, well before I was 21.
I did the same thing for a little bit when I was in college myself, but that's still a great way to get into music, and the fact that you had your dad kind of doing mentorship with you, great.
It was great to have him there.
So now, what got you into the songwriting side of things? Because that's a little bit different from just sitting there playing guitar to actually having to write a song, come up with a melody, come up with a hook. What brought you into that side of things?
Absolutely. You know, and starting out with him, you know, we played mostly covers. We would do a lot of Animal Club shows. So we'd play Elks's, Legions, Moose's.
Yeah, I gotta love that Animal Club circuit.
Yes. And, you know, as I got older into my teens, I really wanted to be able to express myself. I had a lot of things going on inside that other people's lyrics were close, but they didn't quite hit the nail on the head.
Gotcha.
And it was when I was 15 or 16 is when I first started writing songs, and had a band in high school that played original music. And since then, it's just progressed, and I've been doing it ever since.
So what's your methodology when it comes to songwriting? Do you have to actually just tell yourself, all right, I'm sitting down, I'm writing a song today, or you just... Hey, oh, wow, that was a great hook. I got to write a song about it. You can write it down and 20 minutes later come back to it. What's your methodology?
It's funny you say that, because a lot of times I'll just be driving somewhere and something will pop into my head, an idea.
Thank goodness for phones with voice memos on them.
Thank God. or I'll have a little pad of paper. So many times, though, that's happened, and by the time I get home or get to wherever I'm going, I've forgotten it. But sometimes you get lucky, you get to record it or jot it down.
That's whenever you get back in the truck, whenever you forget it. You get back in the truck and you drive that same route and you try and figure out what
exactly,
it was.
Like, make sure the atmospheric conditions are all the same.
I mean, it's just same like you lost something, you go back last place you saw it.
Yeah, but no, there really isn't any rhyme or reason to it. There's not a certain way I do it. Sometimes I have sat down and said, I want to write a song about something I'm going through. You know, this is something I just want to get out and get it out on paper. And other times... it's just an idea that might pop in your head, or a melody, and you try to build around that melody.
See, and I know songwriters that they'll sit there and they'll get maybe the first verse and the hook and chorus together, but then they can't finish the song, and they just have tons and tons of these little yellow legal pads just filled with songs. Are you that way, or whenever you start something, you have to finish it?
I've definitely got several books of lyrics. Even if it's not a song that I'm writing per se, it's maybe just an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's something a friend mentioned to me, just a phrase even. And I think, gosh, that might really make for a great song one day. I could build something with that. So a lot of times they are, with me at least, works in progress.
Now, how's that work whenever you do any co-writes?
Co-writes, you know, I've only done a few co-writes. And sometimes I'll come in with an idea. Sometimes the person I'm writing with has an idea. Or sometimes we'll just go in cold. And we'll just say, you know, let's write about whatever that might be that we're talking about that day. But usually we've got an idea, one of us has an idea, and that's always a good place to start.
Of course. Well, we're going to let you play a couple songs for me. What are you going to play first?
First song we're doing is a song called Take This Show on the Country Road.
All right, and so tell me how this song came about.
This was a song that it really talks about no matter where you're at in life, being able to get away from your 9-to-5, being able to take, you know, that person you love on a trip and kind of getting away from it all, whether it's going to Daytona Beach or if it's just going to maybe a lake that's 30 minutes away.
Or just getting on the back road and rolling down the windows.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all.
All right, well, let's hear it. It's Hubie Ashcraft on Wind 98.5's Homegrown.
Pack it up, let the credit roll. We need a change of scenery to feed our souls. Street lights, cars, smoky bars are all that we've got here. It doesn't matter where it's at, long as it's off a map. Baby, let's disappear. And
ooh, baby,
got your pretty little feet tapping beats on the dash, yeah.
Baby,
let the wind blow, don't know if we're coming back yet. Let's
get this love out of town.
Skip every hotel, motel, campground till we find a dirt trail, pitch a tent, what the hell. And here we go, taking this show on the country road. Back it up, red carpet style. Paparazzi, firefly flashes, capture your sweet smile. We'll be staying up all night just to watch the sunrise. Then we'll take off again.
Ooh, baby,
you got your pretty little feet tapping beats on the dash, yeah.
Ooh, baby,
let the wind blow, don't know if we're coming back yet. Let's get this love out of town. Skip every hotel, motel, campground till we find a dirt trail, pitch a tent, what the hell. And here we go, we're taking this show on the country road. Got your pretty little feet tapping beats on the dash, yeah. Ooh, baby, let the wind blow, don't know if we're coming back, yeah.
Let's get this love out of town.
Skip every hotel, motel, campground till we find a dirt trail, pitch a tent, what the hell. And here we go,
taking this show on the country road.
Taking this show on the country road. Taking this show on a country road. One of those back roads around Battle Creek.
Hubie Ashcraft on Wind 98.5 and Homegrown. I like that. And, you know, that's, you know, you're hearing a lot of songs now about taking the back road, getting out in tailgated pasture. But I like the way that you spun the song. It still makes it something people want to hear. No, and I like that. So very good. So tell me what else you got coming up on the horizon, man.
Well, you know, being here in Battle Creek, the state of Michigan has been very good to us over the years.
Yeah, you're an Indiana boy, but we won't talk about that.
We won't talk about it when we're up in Michigan. We love Michigan, and the great thing about Michigan, we've done several festivals here. We've been a part of Cal Jam,
yes,
which I know Win 98.5 is a big supporter of,
mm-hmm.
big sponsor. And the great thing about playing in Michigan is people love country music up here. They truly love it. They're passionate about it. The crowds are always energetic. And so any chance we get to play in Michigan, we love to come up here. This weekend, we're going to be playing at Toby Keith's. I love this bar and grill.
Yeah, just up north in Auburn Hills.
In Auburn Hills, Michigan. And it's always a great time. We're going to be there Saturday night, December 21st.
All right, well, then also the next weekend, 27th and 28th, you're going to be back at the site of Cal Jam, but you're over at Cowboy Up.
Speaking of Cowboy Up, yeah, we're going to be there the 27th, 28th. Looking forward to another great weekend at Cowboy Up. Brad and Jeff over there have always been real good to us, and it's such a great club. It truly is a country venue, and we love playing country venues.
Oh, fantastic. Now tell me, are you planning on getting in the studio anytime soon?
We are. We've got songs picked out for an EP. We're going in early part of next year, and we're going to be cutting that in Fort Wayne.
Okay.
At Sweetwater Sound.
Very nice.
And we're excited about it. Have some new music, hopefully by the summer of next year.
Oh, very nice. So not too far away
that's,
for that.
That's right.
I know you got to be getting a little nervous getting in there. Now, are you bringing any studio musicians with you, or is it just going to be you and the band?
It's going to be our band, but we've also got a couple really, really great players. There's a great steel guitar player from our area named Gary Martin.
You can't go wrong with steel guitar.
You really can't. There's something about it. And the thing that's great about Gary is he never plays a wrong note.
You got to love those guys. They can just come in and knock it out in one take.
It doesn't matter if he's ever heard the song or if he's heard it 1,000 times. He comes in, he plays every note flawless. And it sounds the way it should be the very first time.
You know, the steel guitar, man, that sound, it's just classic. You can't go wrong with that at all. It's always going to be there. Well, let's go ahead and hear another one before we get out of this show. What else are you going to sing for me?
This is a song that's going to be on the record. It's one called I Love Loving on You.
All right, come on. I got to hear the story behind this one.
This one's self-explanatory. This is one about love. You know, being so close to somebody that even if they're gone for at work for 6 or 8 hours, you can't wait to be with them that evening.
Or ran to the convenience store
even if
for 5 minutes.
Even if it's just running to get gas. Yeah, you want to be back with them.
All right, well, let's hear it. It's UB Ashcraft on Wind 98.5's Homegrown.
Let's pull the shades and keep the sun from coming up. Won't you lay me down tonight? I want to feel your touch. Skin to skin, your lips on mine. Take it slow and take your time. Baby, I love loving on you. And I get a rush that takes me high as the moon. Like a field of sugar cane I fell into, so much sweeter than a dream come true. Baby, I love loving on you. Haze in your face and there's an innocence in your eyes. I can feel your breath on my neck and my temperature rise. Tangled in each other's arms, soul to soul, yeah, heart to heart. Baby, I love loving on you. And I get a rush. As a moan, like a field of sugar cane I fell into, and so much sweeter than a dream come true. Baby, I love loving on you. Skin your lips on mine. Take it slow and take your time. Baby, I love loving on you. And I get a rush that takes me high as a moon. Like a field of sugar cane I fell into, so much sweeter than a dream come true. Baby, I love loving on you. And baby, I love loving on you, loving on you, loving on you.
UB Ashcraft on your country with 98.5 and Homegrown. I like that one, man. You're
Thank
right.
You.
Self-explanatory.
Thank you, Cody.
Well, cool deal, man. Well, make sure you head on over to QBAshcraft.com. Check him out and get all the upcoming dates. Like he's going to be over at Palace Auburn Hills on Saturday. Not Palace Auburn Hills. He'll be over in Auburn Hills. Toby Keese, I Love This Bar, coming up on Saturday night. Cowboy up in Minden, the 27th and 28th. And then it's a little bit of a drive, but the Rusty Spur.
The Rusty Spur, it's a great venue in Fort Wayne. That's our hometown. And they just had Jamie Johnson. He was there Friday night, I'm sorry. And we're going to be doing a big crossroads show there this New Year's Eve. It's about an hour and a half south of here, and it's well worth the drive. It's a great country venue. We're going to be sharing the stage with a group called Government Cheese.
Interesting name.
And they are a great, fun, classic rock band. They're just, it's a capital F, fun.
All right. Well, cool deal. So that'll be your New Year's Eve show with Hubie Ashcraft and The Drive. Man, I like the music. Can't wait to hear the new music coming out this summer with the new EP. And hope things go well for you in the studio and you don't get too nervous about it. It's okay. Just take your time and you'll do all right.
Thanks a lot, Cody.
Keep it here. It's with 98.5.